This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Consumers have been driving this economy. Well, we've been driving it forever, right? But specifically, we've been driving it since we started coming out of the worst of the pandemic recession. Consumers have just been it, spending despite inflation and rising interest rates and fears of recession. Consumer spending was up in October. We've mentioned that a couple of times. In a couple of days, we'll get the November number. The question, though, is how long can we, the American consumer, keep it up? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that one.
You know those white elephant parties where you buy gifts for people you don't really know and then get stuck with literally the worst present ever?
I've never been that interested in those to begin with, so this was a great reason to cut back on that spending.
Noah Lomax lives in Chicago, works in marketing. He isn't necessarily budgeting. He's just being more careful here and there.
Instead of going out with friends for drinks, we'll stay in and have friends over for drinks.
The reason? Good old inflation.
There are some routine things that I do that I'm like, oh, wow, that was quite a bit more than I remember it being the last time. And then when you look at the end of the month, everything is just a bit up.
Lomax says between the cutbacks and the rising prices, his spending is about flat. And that is exactly what Lydia Basur expects from most consumers next year. She's a senior economist at EY Parthenon.
Overall, we're expecting consumer spending to flatline in 2023. So that would be a pretty weak outcome.
Here's why Basur is expecting consumers to cool it. First, she expects the labor market to get worse, which would start to trigger anxiety. Second, consumers are burning through their savings.
Credit card balances are up sharply from a year ago. And if you look at the savings rate in October, it was down to one of its lowest level on record.
And consumers are feeling it. Stephen Rogers is with Deloitte.
In our most recent monthly tracker, 4 in 10 consumers say their financial situation worsened in the last 12 months.
And that is souring spending plans.
Compared to last fall, consumers have been signaling lower spending intentions in all categories except housing, utilities, groceries, and transportation.
That said, there are also signs of consumer strength. Sarah Wyeth is with S&P Global Ratings, which is a marketplace underwriter.
On the plus side, you've got low unemployment, household balance sheets are healthy, and there's still this pent-up demand for in-person social events, travel, etc.
Wyeth predicts consumer spending will still have some life left in it next year, growth of around just 1%. But she says it is, as it has been these past few years, a very murky future. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.